Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tornado watches have been called off, right?
Yes.
And Dave Murray will be with us in about 30 minutes. And I think he's saying, like, yes, one of those days, something could pop up. I mean, it's St. Louis. Something could pop up and rain on you or rumbles of thunder. But I don't think it's supposed to be severe like what they've been saying for the last couple of days. So that's good. Our pal Janelle is here. And I am so impressed with you. When you tweeted me a picture of you in Milwaukee at the ball game, it's just like, it's something I would aspire to do, but not do. So anytime people do things that I'm like, you know, it'd be cool, but I don't do them. I set my fat ass down on my couch. Like, that was cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of ballparks that are not in far driving distance from St. Louis. So yeah. It's like a weekend when they're giving a good promotional item away.
What'd you get?
A Barrel Man cooler bag. So
who's Barrel Man?
Their mascot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Bernie the Brewer.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a Barrel Man.
I'm not well versed on Milwaukee Brewers.
He's a walking keg.
You can go down their slide too.
Yeah,
Bernie's got a slide.
I did notice that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and you can't do it like he does it, and then like Jim Hayes did it.
So right. He's a baseball head, right?
No, he's just a dude.
Who am I thinking of? Who else has a slide?
Mr. Met is the baseball head. Cincinnati Reds have a baseball head guy.
No, someone slides when they hit home runs.
Yeah, Bernie Brewer does that.
Okay.
But he's a guy. A guy, and then the Barrel Man's a different guy.
Right. They have multiples. And they have all the sausages, too.
The sausage race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so this time they had the sausage race, and then they had the mini sausages take over after a certain point because they let the kids run. So.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So.
Who are the sausages? Are they?
Chorizo.
It's
Polish.
Polish.
No, I can't remember.
Hungry. Oh, I don't know.
Bratwurst.
Yeah.
And then.
There's like four or five.
Italian, I think.
Yeah.
How do you think you'd do in a sausage race?
Can I see?
Yeah.
Probably pretty decent, but if I can't see, if it's too big and I'm running blind, then I'm down. Shot.
You guys may not remember this, but do you remember when Prince Fielder played for the Brewers and he went out and playfully like tapped one of them on the head with his bat while they were running and the person fell?
Yeah.
And people were really mad at Prince Fielder for that.
Like he really fell?
He was just trying to play around. The runner ate it. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't trying to hurt him. He's just like playing around and he tipped him over and he went boo.
Yeah, they don't look very comfortable to run in.
Do you like, what's the guy, Mr. Freeze, the Freeze? The guy that races people. Have you seen this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the best. I've seen that at Truist Park in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wears that big, what do you call it?
The Frozone?
Yeah.
He wears one of those, like, what are they called?
The bodysuit?
Bodysuit, but it's like covers your face, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like a guy that trained for the Olympics. I don't think he made it, but he was like an Olympic level sprinter. So you get out on the warning track. I forget which inning they do it. And then it's a fan against him.
Yes.
And the fan gets to run like a third of the way ahead of him.
And he takes off.
And then he takes off and he catches him every time. I think he lost once.
Yeah. And the people usually eat it. Like when they get close, they really
start to get nervous.
Well, also they think they have a chance and you don't.
Yeah.
Like you can see him too. Because here's the funny thing is when we watched it, there was a guy, a pretty young guy, maybe like 20. And you could see he was pretty athletic, and he was really confident, and he took off like flying. And about halfway through the distance he had to cover, just ran out of gas. Like somebody put the brakes on him. Yeah. Like here, Kevin, carry this piano while you're running. And this guy just goes.
No.
It didn't make that noise.
You going this weekend? Hot?
I usually don't tend to do too many weekend games. Gotta catch up on stuff, you know, around the house. Because, like, again, it's movies. Now, especially, it's like movies. Tons. So
would you go in 98 degrees?
Oh yeah. Last summer every weekday game seemed whenever the day game was going on, you would always hear that it's the hottest day of the week or it's the hottest day of the month, and I would be like, Yeah, and my mom would always text, and she's like, it's 115. What are you doing down there? And I'm like, I'm enjoying a baseball game right now.
Cute. Do you guys hear someone talking in your headphones?
I can't figure out what that is.
Quiet for a second. Let's see if we can tell.
Well, I don't have any on, so.
I can't hear. I haven't heard.
No one's been quiet.
Oh, no. There clearly was somebody talking.
Close to being talking. Everyone's talking.
Kitchen's inside is what they just said.
Still talking.
I can't hear it over here.
There she goes.
Well, the silence alarm's going to go off.
I do hear. No one says anything. I do hear something.
Yeah, there's something there somewhere. There's a ghost in the machine somewhere.
Okay.
Hopefully only in our heads, not on the airwaves.
Yeah. So what did you see last week and this week?
Well, this week, last night, I saw that Elio, that's a new Pixar movie, Disney. It's a new effort to make you try to cry while you're at the movies.
Did it make you cry?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I didn't know you're a crier.
I am a softie. It's sometimes, yeah. Especially kids and dogs. Everything else, can get bent.
I love the phrase, get bent.
Yeah.
Me too. That's great.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and I see 28 years later tonight.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
Excited?
See that.
Yeah, I am, because I just finished. I had never seen any of them. And I'm going to get a lot, people complain.
I still haven't.
Really?
Still haven't.
So days later, 28 days later, very good movie.
Yep.
28 weeks later, it's...
Fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm interested in the production value seems to have grown for, I think this is supposed to be like a two-parter. Once
again. Really?
Yeah. I think they're doing this. It's 28 years later. And then the next one is going to be 28 years later and have a title along with it. So yeah, I'm interested in seeing how it goes. I'm sure it's going to just even get more gross,
is it that kind of thing?
I
know it's zombies.
Zombies.
But
yeah. Well, they're, it's
some really
the
lean
rage.
Into it.
It's the rage.
It's a rage virus, yeah.
So they don't just like bite people; like they will pummel them and
they run
stick
fast.
Stick their thumbs in people's eyes.
Yeah.
The first one was really cool because it wasn't over the top with effects or anything.
No,
it was very much like the drama of all these people stranded, and this is all happening. They're making difficult decisions and surviving.
Yeah,
and
like
that
a
was
louder,
Killian Murphy
place.
Is the main kind of the main character when he was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also shows kind of how people turn and turn weird and turn crazy.
I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that they brought in Romero to consult on the first one. And he came in and he sat at a table and he just said, they're fast. And then he walked out.
Yeah, yeah. It was the best. That's the first time in a zombie movie that they were runners.
Were like, yeah.
And we had other ones later, right? Like, didn't the crazies, they could run a little bit?
Yeah,
World War Z, obviously, yeah.
That I love that one.
That's a great movie.
That's one of my favorites. I wish they would have done more
of those. Need to check out... the one with Pedro Pascal that they just had.
Oh, the TV series. Yeah,
yes.
You should watch it. The Last of Us.
Except that it looks so stupid. Like,
it's not.
I'm not afraid of mushroom heads. Like, it just looks...
What looks stupid about it?
The monsters? You mean like the big head?
Yeah, it just looks like...
They're
okay.
Just fungus.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Visually, well, later on you get different versions. Like, there's that one kind, but then it turns out there's lots of kinds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Including
bloaters.
Like big mutants and things. Yeah. So yeah, as you go along, it gets more, but it's also just the tension of it.
Now, another thing too is, and you could say this about so many franchises, but it didn't seem to have ended well, or at least a lot of people didn't like it, which
Second
makes me
season?
Not want to start it. Yeah.
Well, it hasn't ended completely.
Okay.
There's another season coming. Season 3.
The first season was game 1. I was asking Andrew this because he played the games.
Right.
I couldn't because it's only on PlayStation and I don't have that.
Yeah.
But first season was all of game 1.
Mm-hmm.
Game 2 is going to be two series.
Because
two seasons.
Yeah, in the second part of the game, some of it is told from one person's perspective and then another part of the game is told from another. So they split the season like that too.
So
will they be
season,
covering the same stuff?
Yeah.
The same general topics. I don't think the same exact events.
Yeah, they've changed a few things in there that people weren't happy with. But yeah, the second season, people were less happy with. But some people just like to complain.
True.
I really do think. Yeah. I think they just, because like we've always talked about, complaining gets you clicks. And the more you hate something, the more people are going to engage with you. Instead of if you just like, I really enjoyed that. Nobody cares. Or they'll just find a reason to argue with you and tell you why you're wrong. So
I've asked this many times. I'm going to ask it again, apropos of this. But we tend to be a species that gets tired of things. right? Nothing lasts forever. Do you think we're going to get tired of being a-holes? Or do you think that's just so our nature that
ingrained. I think it's so our nature. I think it's just, I think the people who don't have, like, I don't have the emotional bandwidth for it. Like, it burns me out. I've convinced myself it gives me an extra wrinkle. So I just kind of disengage from, I'm at that age though too, where I could wake up and look like a catcher's mitt. So I'm not trying to hurry that along anytime soon. So it's just, there's so much negativity. You just have to kind of disassociate from it online. And so many people just love to try to argue. And you just don't feed the fire.
Yeah. I'm such a great guy.
You have round of applause.
Thank you.
You know, I teared up a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Kids, dogs, and Dave.
I mean.
Everyone else can get bent.
Get bent.
Just get bent. Janelle's here hanging out with us for the rest of the hour. You want to do a Razor's Edge?
Sure. What would you guys like to talk
about?
I am sure. Okay. I'm ready. Maybe this will be fun to talk about. Have we ever brought up the enhanced games that are going to debut in Las Vegas?
No.
So this is a pro doping Olympics, basically. It's an Olympic-style sporting event where athletes will be permitted and even encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs. And it's going to debut in Las Vegas next May.
What are they playing?
They will race, lift, and swim with full access to drugs and therapies banned in every other elite athletic setting.
Wheels.
It's just stupid. No, it really is, because what you're going to get is a bunch of people that are not the best who drug themselves up to make it look like they're close. And if you put them in a straight-up competition against the real best, they're not there. And that's why they have to use performance-enhancing drugs. So, I mean, if you enjoy... I would consider that kind of like the minor leagues.
Also, is it like...
Because legit people, the top people, they're not doing this.
Is it like medically supervised enhancement? Or are these just people like just...
Taking what they want.
Yeah, like I can buy it on the black market and just inject myself with steroids and show up the next day.
That is a good question. Let me scroll up on the story here. So, yeah,
probably
you can
bad
either...
if they're not even going to test...
Well, you can either compete naturally, you can use PEDs, and then there is like a clinical thing that you can do under their supervision, but it looks like you would be able to just kind of do DIY your performance-enhancing drugs.
Dangerous.
Yeah. So they say on their website that every athlete will undergo like a rigorous state-of-the-art medical profile. To make sure, like, heart problem, I guess probably because they don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
But again, I don't understand the point of it. I mean.
I think because you always hear people saying that if you just, you know, like, let everybody in baseball just take them and see what everything shakes out. But, I mean.
There's actually something to it when it comes to the visual of a baseball player hitting a ball 550 feet. Versus a guy that is, because those are the best players in the world, that a guy that is normally 0.4 of a second slower than Usain Bolt being the same as Usain Bolt.
Right.
And because it's 0.1 of a second, nobody can see the difference. Nobody can tell the difference. I'm not advocating for the other one, by the way. I'm just saying like there's a difference between when you're like running against the clock. Because nobody can see the actual difference. You're just noticing a time difference. So if it's like
a combine.
If it's 1 second, is that really going to change your experience of watching it? Especially knowing what you know? Versus, wow, that basketball player jumped at half court and dunked. That's crazy.
So is it more of a CrossFit thing where you're like, because I know the CrossFit people, like they'll have their competitions where they compete against everybody and it's like strength, you know, and all these wild things they do to their bodies in the competition, or is it more Olympic kind of?
It sounds like it's more Olympic style.
So it's a whole bunch of people.
I'm sure it's just weightlifting, running, and swimming, right? I mean, I don't think they have much more than that. Because really, aside from that, it's going to be hard to really tell the difference.
So they're going to have like semifinals, quarterfinals, like get to it, like then.
Idea.
Wow.
I'm sure these are all things that are just measurable, right? Like you can deadlift this amount, you can squat this amount, you can run this fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I don't see how it would be a big draw to most people. Because let's be honest, nobody watches those sports anyway. They roll around once every 4 years in the Olympics, and nobody watches those. They're watching gymnastics or they're watching something else. Nobody's watching weightlifting on TV.
The organizers say the goal is to explore the boundaries of human potential while provoking a broader cultural conversation.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're trying to make money is what they're trying to do. There's a reason people are investing in it because it's not because they want to test the boundaries. Yeah. It's because they want to make money off of that.
Let's get a whole bunch of people on steroids and put them in a small Olympic village and see how that turns out.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being facetious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The embroid rage is going to be rampant.
Should we just do it like the Running Man? Just have them all fighting to the death?
Yes. Yes. Yes to all of you.
Gladiator games.
We're getting one step closer. Yes, we should. In fact, we should make them. We should just draft people. Guess what? You're going to get swole. You're going to fight a dog.
Yeah.
Just jump on their back, inject them with some steroids, and tell them to start running.
Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As DG asks, 104.1 FM KMOX, going to check in with Dave Murray here momentarily, but I just got shamed by my boss over Janelle.
What?
Because he's always giving me trouble because I don't introduce guests.
Oh.
And I don't reintroduce guests. And he said, "Who's Janelle?"
Oh.
And I said, "Is that a real question or are you giving me crap?"
Is he testing me?
He's like, "I'm giving you crap." I'm like, "Okay, fine, fine." So will you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Janelle. I am online on mainly Twitter and Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, at @holy_elle. I review movies. I talk about all kinds of stuff. Love sports. Score baseball games. But you can find me there. Usually staying away and keeping people comfortable.
Good. Perfect.
Not delving into politics too much.
Dave Murray, will you introduce yourself, please?
I don't know.
My name's Dave.
Dave's probably one of the few people in St. Louis that never needs an introduction, so...
That's fair.
I don't know.
Dave, are we out of the woods here today?
Yeah, for the most part. A couple of interesting things happened. You know, we always, even this morning, it was very questionable exactly where this boundary was going to form. And the front has not come through yet. However, it really blew up to our north, like Pike County and to our north, some wicked storms up there this morning. It accelerated the boundary, and where it fired, instead of like St. Louis south and east, it fired way east, and everything is blowing up in the Ohio Valley right now. Some really mean stuff. So let's be thankful that we missed that. However, the front's not through. The front has come through Kansas City right now. It's pressing in on Columbia and Quincy. For the most part, we're partly cloudy tonight, but if a quick shower or a little rumble of thunder comes by, let's say 7, 8, 9 o'clock tonight, let's not be surprised. But I don't see severe weather for us. Tomorrow is a gorgeous day for summertime. Lots of sun, northwest breeze, light breeze, 85 for the high. We'll take that. Clear skies Thursday night, a delightful evening, getting into the longest days of the year right now. Friday, sunshine. Morning's fine. A little bit warmer in the afternoon, kind of the transition day. 92 for the high on Friday. Then we jump into the summer broiler. Friday night, we only go down to 76. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, probably Tuesday too. Lots of sunshine. It's just plain hot. 96 each afternoon, the heat index each day. That would be mid to late afternoon, about 105. We did officially hit 91 degrees yesterday. I think for about a minute or so, we got up over 90. The latest, so that was June 17th. The latest in the last 30 years was June 19th. And the latest on record is July 4th from 1961. So didn't break a record, but gave it a good run. Gave it a good run.
Okay. Headlines, Rage.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So X is suing to block a New York social media transparency law. This law requires social media companies with over $100 million in annual revenue to submit semi-annual reports detailing how they define and moderate hate speech, racism, extremism, disinformation, harassment. Twitter, X, is claiming the law is an impermissible attempt to pressure platforms into restricting constitutionally protected speech. They successfully challenged a similar law in California last year, and they're thinking they will prevail in this case as well.
I'm so exhausted.
Yeah.
Right, right,
I
Dave?
I think of the same thing.
It's,
yeah.
It's just
yeah,
like,
I've just had it. I've had it.
All right, speaking of things in tech, Donald Trump is going to extend the TikTok sale deadline by another 90 days. We had talked about how this could possibly happen. But he will sign an executive order granting TikTok another 90-day reprieve from a ban, citing national security concerns. So,
well, that's wait, good, because we could all blow up by
wait,
then.
Wait, wait. We're extending it because of national security concerns?
From a U.S. ban citing national security concerns. That's what it says.
Oh, okay. The ban was concerned. Okay, I got you. I got you.
So I love TikTok. I waste a lot of time on TikTok.
It's fun.
I don't want to see it go away. However, I feel like I'm the only one, except for Wheels, who's like, so you can just do an executive order and override Congress?
Oh, they'll kick in that ball until he's not going to do it before the mid. I mean, he's not going to do it before any election cycle because that would. Kids would base their vote off of nothing more than Trump took TikTok away.
Yeah,
so he'll keep kicking that ball down the road.
Older adults in the United States are increasingly dying from unintentional falls. This is according to a new report. Death rates from these falls have risen significantly for adults aged 65 and older from 2003 to 2023. Experts are saying that improved understanding of fall-related deaths and longer life expectancy might be contributing to the rising rates. So maybe in the past, people were falling and we didn't realize the fall was what caused.
I can't tell you with my NOTA work and spending a lot of time with people who are dying, 75-80% because of a fall.
Yeah.
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 That's what
happened to my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad, that took him out. He was 94.
Oh.
And he got up in the middle of the night, was going to the bathroom, and fell and ruptured his spleen in the process. And that really was the turning point.
So they are doing extensive family tree analysis on Pope Leo, and he has some famous relatives. Have you guys heard this story?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so he has blood ties to Madonna. One of his distant cousins. Also Angelina Jolie, Justin Bieber, who we've been talking about on the DGS today, Hillary Clinton, and Justin Trudeau. It's kind of interesting.
I think I do too. I'm related to all of them.
You want Wheels?
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Is that what was that you mumbling that whole time?
Yeah. That's why I had to say something because I had to make sure it was real.
I was like, what is
I had to make sure there wasn't a demon on
his
shoulder.
What's happening to me?
I had to do the subliminal thing.
It's a conspiracy. It really freaked me out. It made my stuff go numb.
Sorry.
A doctor in Florida successfully performed surgery on a cancer patient in Africa using a robot remote surgery.
Wow.
So he was able to do this from thousands of miles away. The surgery was a success, and they hope to continue using this technology to benefit underserved areas globally.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is some good news for once. Some good things happening. We talked earlier in the show about how streaming is beating broadcast television. Well, for Americans, the news is now on social media. They have officially put news websites and TV channels on the back burner. Some 54% of people in the U.S. now get their news from social media and video sites, making this a new main source. This is according to the BBC.
Okay, so I'm not on X. Is that where most people get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And paint me a picture.
And Facebook.
So I open up my phone to Facebook or to Twitter.
Yep.
And what I have an iPhone and I have the iPhone
news feed.
Right.
Is it a lot like that?
No, it's just going to be depending on which feed you're looking at. So on Twitter, for example, you could have one that's called For You, which really means for them. Like they're going to feed you what they want you to see.
Yeah.
And then you have just the people you follow. So where a lot of people are mostly getting their news, and that For You is going to be based on your viewing habits too, right? They're going to pick up on what kind of things you do. So you're going to get fed more of what you already eat.
Right.
Right.
So if you live in an echo chamber on the left or right, you're going to get your news basically from that echo chamber. And I know this was a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, Stanford did a study on this and showed how almost nobody has bubbles that cross over political lanes. Like people are all in their own little silos, generally speaking. And if your primary news source now is not somebody that's not within that silo, then you're only going to see the things that reinforce how you see things. Or they're going to be from that slant. Now, there will be some things that are like, okay, there was a tornado. Well, that's not going to have a political slant, right? At least not outside the conspiracy theory crew. But yeah, it's that way. And then Facebook is kind of the same thing where... And the problem with all of those is trusting that as news. You don't know for sure what's real and what's not.
That is so different than the way it was, like, just let's just say in the 70s, that we all got the same news, right, Dave? We all consumed the same television shows. We consumed the same newspapers, basically. So no one disagreed on the news. Then we would have our own opinions, which were so mild. I mean, my God, they were so mild in comparison.
Yeah. And
now we have our own news.
See, and the problem is, like, I see this. It can be just sports stuff, too. But I mean, I have friends who are smart people who send me something that they see on Twitter. It's a tweet and it'll be an account that's calling itself something news. And it's just an aggregator. And sometimes it's just people that make stuff up or intentionally take a story and twist it. And they'll send it to me like, did you see this? And then I'll look at it and go, that's not a real outlet. Yeah.
Especially when they've already said it. That, like, what did they have just a little while ago? They had about, like, TikTok. It was, like, over half the mental health or, like, just health advice in general is all just BS. It's like over half of it. So what makes you think it's any different about any other subject that's out there? I mean, it's not just health. It's that you're getting misinformation. It's everything that you're getting misinformation on.
An example one, that's a big thing on TikTok, is the health things, where you'll have these people that'll be like, they're in a grocery store. This was a big one in the last couple of weeks. It was a mom with a box of cereal, and I forget which one it was. Might have been Lucky Charms or something. Like, we stopped feeding our kids cereals years ago because we found out there's poison in there, and they go, see this ingredient here? Follow me to Home Depot. And then they go to Home Depot and there's this big vat and it's a thing that's got that ingredient in it. Like, that's what you use to strip paint off of walls, and you're feeding that to your kids. And then I see the stitches from actual doctors. They're going, you don't understand chemistry.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same chemical. But vinegar is in cleaning agents too. You can drink vinegar. Right. Like, you know, there are all kinds of things that serve multiple purposes, and it's in the amount that matters. And there's another dude who was, I think, on Rogan's podcast or another, who was screaming about how they're spraying our crops with folic acid to scare people. Like, first of all, nobody's spraying it. It's not a spray. It's vitamin B9. That's what folic acid is. And it was an additive to grains after they were processed because it helped prevent some birth defects at the time that it was put in.
It's a micronutrient.
But yes, but people are treating it. It's acid. It's folic acid, and these guys, these
it's
people,
like, we're stupid.
And these people present, well, most people, when it comes to chemistry, most people are. I am too. When it comes to chemistry, I don't know what any of those things are. But when I see a medical professional who studies things going, guys, you know, folic acid's in a lot of things naturally.
But now they're taught not to respect authority, because it's like, now they can be like, well, look at all these doctors who have been paid by all these companies to make you think that this is good for you. And like, that's what RFK Jr., that's how he got into the office he's in.
And I can guarantee you, if you go onto the creators that are doing those videos about what's scary, I guarantee you they're selling something.
Oh.
Guarantee you they're selling, quote, an alternative.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Welcome back, guys. DG.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass on KMOX. I'm Dave Glover.
Hi, Dave.
Rachel Zimmerman, Kevin Wheeler, Andrew Stolz, Janelle, who previously introduced herself.
Yes.
Now we're all friends.
Yes.
Hello.
Now I can list my grievances.
Introductions have been made.
Yes, Steve.
So you are eating too much pizza.
I think so. Now, I did just eat one like an hour ago, if you guys were looking in here, if you noticed, I had a piece.
A piece, though, right?
It was pretzel crust, cheese sauce with a pretzel crust with salt on it from Little Caesars.
Nice.
It's currently on offer.
I keep trying to get me some of that.
It's real good.
It's good pizza.
If you want to spare the extra $2 or $3, the stuffed crust is superb. The stuffed pretzel crust with the cheese sauce... Because you have to select. It'll ask you if you want the pizza sauce or the cheese sauce. You got to take the cheese sauce. It's like
if
a beer
you
cheese
could
almost.
Only, if they were going to get rid of every pizza outlet but one, you're only going to have one the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
And cost comes into it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, if that's the case, then I would probably take something like a Dewey's. I'm quite fond of Dewey's. And they're very vegan friendly. I like Dewey's a lot. Domino's, I also am quite fond of. But I like my Little Caesars. Little Caesars are the innovators. They're doing things that nobody else is doing. They had the, remember the calzone?
I think Little Caesars may be my pick.
But wait a minute. Why does he think he's eating too much?
Because I eat it every single day at least once.
That's probably
And that's what fine. I'm... Because it's the stupid Papa John's now. So we have two things attached to our building, for those who don't know. We have a Papa John's, and we have a KFC. And the KFC is... an adventure every time. And by adventure, I mean it's a terrible experience. A
lot of machetes.
So, a lot of machetes. More machetes than you would ever think to see at a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And there are no places that sell foods that can be brought for lunch other than those two, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. So, that leaves me with either KFC or Papa John's. And so, Papa John's, always the lesser of two evils. And they have a great lunch special down there at Papa John's. Sometimes when you go down there and ask for it, they act like they've never even heard of it, which is always very funny because there's a giant sign advertising it. But most of the time, they have it, and they're very good about it. But... I tell you what, every day is a lot, man.
No.
Yeah. I mean, everybody says, oh, I can eat pizza every day.
I eat protein bars every day.
Right. I said some people eat protein. There's a thing that some people eat every day, so why would pizza be any?
Because it's lot of grease and cheese.
I mean, like
and bread.
From a taste perspective, I could eat pizza every day. Like
just
from an enjoyment.
Toppings.
But from a health standpoint,
all I'm saying is to all the people out there who are like, I could eat pizza every day. I'm walking that walk.
That's true. But are you going to stop?
And my dogs are barking.
Stop? Can you walk?
Am
in
I going to stop?
Shoes?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
So see, then that doesn't matter.
But I might have to stop because, like I said, they're starting to turn on me every so often. I'm starting to feel the effects of someone eating multiple slices of pizza on a daily basis. Fat.
Oh, jeez.
Tired all the time.
Fair enough.
Exhausted, short of breath.
Fair enough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.